This is the writings of Paul to the church in Rome. As Paul is writing to the church in Rome, he's trying to get this information out about being saved and grace to a church that's just forming. Wait a minute. Whose cell phone is that? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, it's mine. I don't know who this is. I'm busy. Paul is writing about the church and to the church in Rome. That's what, yeah. And he's trying to get the idea across about this idea of grace and forgiveness and all those other things. And so here he's trying to do that, and he's having a little problems because he's trying to talk to different groups of people, because in Rome there's the Jews and there are the Gentiles, and so they're trying to get this understanding. But it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand what this is all about, you know. So Paul is trying to talk about grace. He's trying to talk about how that all fits together, you know. Sometimes I find it difficult to help people understand about grace and about all this stuff that's going on. So, and he was supposed to call back. Try it again, honey. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling. Thank you. That blew it. This was supposed to be a phone call from God, right? Hello, who's this? All right, imagine. Hello, who's this? Who's this? It's who? God? No way. No way. That's not God. I'd take this call. Who is it, God? No way. How do I know that's you? How do I? Jack did what? When? Jack. What do you... Yes, God. Yes, God, what do you want me to do? You want me to stop pussyfooting around and tell them like it is? Just get down to the business, right? Okay. Yes, yes, I will do that. Yes, yes, God wants me to tell you that Nadine says hi, by the way. So, yes, okay, all right. Tell him what? Tell him that you died for our sins and that we're supposed to have faith? Yes, faith, right. And that's believing sometimes things that don't make sense to us? Yes. And when we have faith, what? Yes, yes, I understand. So the things we do in this world, we should be doing out of acts of faith, not out of acts of works, because you're really not interested in the things we kind of try to do to impress you? Okay. But you're watching us? Yes. Okay, so when we do things that we're doing just for our own self, that doesn't impress you. You're not happy with that. But, okay, and tell them that if they say they have faith, but they don't do anything, that you're not happy with that either? Okay, I got it. I got it, boss. I'll tell them. All right. Bye. Don't call me for a few minutes, okay? Bye. We are to be people of faith. And when we have faith, we have come through, as that scripture says. What's the scripture says? We have come through trials and tribulation and suffering, and we have gained strength, and through strength and we have hope, and through hope we have faith. And through those things, we are assured that God is with us. And God has sent his Son so that we will walk by faith. And that means that God wants us to live and do things by faith, not by works. Now, I know we all have some tough times, don't we? There's been some times in our life when things haven't been going quite well. There are times in our life when we're suffering because of illness, right? There are times in our lives when our life is in turmoil because of what others are doing. There's times in our life when it seems like we're so busy we can't have time for our families. I'm not mentioning anybody. There are times in life when we get to the point where many of our contemporaries are going home to be with God, and it makes us feel a little uneasy, doesn't it? We might even be in a place where we're just barely making it. And in those struggles, in those times, are when we call on our issues of faith. When we call on God to strengthen us, even in the midst of all the struggles that we are undertaking. And when we call on God, we start looking at things in a different priority. And we start choosing things that are important to us and important to God. And when we have that understanding of faith, all of a sudden, a peace comes over us. A peace that lets us know that it's not all about what's here, but it is about the totality of God's reign over us. Even the middle of the struggles, sometimes we can find peace because we know the struggles will end. This past week, I had the honor of doing two funerals. One for a man who was 38 years old, a young man, passed away from complications, I believe, due to heart disease. And then another saint of the church who was 97, who had a long life and who went home to be with God too. And in both those instances, both those cases, whether they were young or they were old, whether they had achieved little or a lot in their life, God's presence was still with them. For you see, we don't know how much time we have. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I wish I could tell you. I can't tell you whether that the next breath you take will be your last or not, or my last or not. But I can tell you that by faith, I know that it's not the end. By faith in Christ, I have victory over everything. I know that by faith, I can endure all things, whether I have 38 years or 97 years. It does make a change in us. And I got to tell you, it makes a change in me every time I do a funeral, because I start thinking about, Becky, what in life is important to you? Is it accomplishing a certain thing? Is it gathering wealth? Is it the prestige of a job? Is it what? Maybe having a new Corvette in my garage might be important to me. Maybe Having lots of friends around is important? I don't know. I think that what is important to me is being faithful. Trying to be as honest and faithful about what I do because of what Christ has done for me is the most important thing. And when I do that, God blesses whatever it is that we do. And sometimes it causes us to reevaluate the things that we do. Because time, you can't get back. Time, you can't recoup. And before you know it, you're 97 years old. And you're tired. And you're ready to come home. I think that all of us need to walk by faith and stop trying to walk by our own design. We need to take some time and evaluate what's important. Maybe what's important to us, we think is important to us, right now isn't important at all. What truly is important are perhaps some of our relationships with our family, our friends, and our God. But you can't do that unless you're willing to walk by faith. You can't do it unless you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and follow Him. So when He calls, He doesn't use the cell phone very often to call us. But when He does call, we have to be willing and ready to walk where He wants us to go and do what He wants us to do. I think about the soldiers who have served our country, granted us freedom, who walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Some of our family and friends, and we know them from all generations. My generation is the Vietnam generation, and I had friends that were killed there. Some of you are the Korean generation, and some of you are, there's some that may be around that might still be World War II generation, the great generation. And then there's Afghanistan and Iraqi and all the other times that we've spent. For those men and women who walk by faith, that we give thanks for. And it's an appropriate thing. So this Memorial Day, as you think about them, think about your own faith too. Reevaluate what's important to you. And walk in the faith that God gives you. You'll find when you do that a lot of the burdens of life will be lifted from you. Oh, you'll still have struggles. And you'll still have times of that you don't think the world things are going to work out well. But they will, because God is with you. We are saved by faith. And we do works because of the faith we have in Christ. And Chris Morgan out there in the narthex, part of this phone call was to tell you that God is watching you even out there. You can't hide. May God bless you. May He give you grace and peace this day and forever. Amen.